as we see the day approaching, that we gather together. You know, a lot of people say, oh, I go to church in my heart. I give the Lord my heart. I can do that anywhere.
Yeah.
But the Lord says, gather together.
Hallelujah.
Amen. He says, we got to get together.
Hallelujah.
And so it's great to see each and every one of you here.
Hallelujah.
So God bless you. At this time, we're going to ask our own elder to come and give us what the Lord has given him. Amen. And pray for him. And like I always say, you got to give him your undivided attention.
Uh-oh.
Amen. Because he's going to ask you some tough questions. Amen. He don't like to preach by himself. I understand that. Amen. So come on, Elder. All right. God bless you.
All right.
Thank you, Jesus. All right. Sitting there listening to Frank, and I was thinking on the same things he was talking. I almost asked you, where are you going to preach now?
I'm going to go on to say, let's go.
I was thinking on the same thing. But I'd like to say today, I was praying for Sister Carol, and I visited Sister Carol, walking through that door.
Amen. And look what happened.
Hallelujah.
She is in the prayer ministry. Press
your way.
Amen.
Thank
you,
Lord, for Sister Carol. I thank God
to be here.
Thank you, Jesus.
Rather be here.
On Sunday. Sunday is the worst day of the week, huh?
Amen.
That's when all your pain and all
this. Oh, yeah.
Glory to God, allergy and all this stuff. Can you go and I say, oh, come on now, you know. This is the only day we come and we worship the Lord, but the devil always get those aches and pains.
Oh, boy.
You're going to get sick on
worst.
Sunday, I mean, it's the day of sickness, huh?
Yeah.
Don't feel bad. They do it everywhere. And all other churches do it.
Yeah.
The Bible tells us to do what?
Press
our way. Press our way. We got to fight the devil on Sunday.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Fighting him every day. But Sunday is going to be your worst day. That's going to be your day that he's going to just try to talk you out of going to church. Yeah, you don't want us to come here and worship your God. Thank you, Jesus. I was listening to the pastor. We were saying the coming of the Lord. You know, we preach on the coming of the Lord.
Yeah.
The Lord is coming. He's waiting for Jesus.
Amen. Yeah,
the preachers preach that all the time, don't they?
Yes.
He's waiting for Jesus.
Yes.
You know, we got that backwards.
Uh-oh.
That's backwards. That's right.
Uh-oh.
Jesus is waiting for us.
All right.
Jesus is going to come when he get ready to come.
Yeah. All
right.
He knows the day he's going to come.
Knows.
Right. Nobody else knows. Not even the angels in heaven
know.
Yeah. That day is already marked.
Already marked.
So he's waiting for us.
Amen.
You know, those humans down there, I got this. We the one holding up Jesus.
Amen.
That's a whole other
place.
I better not go that way.
Yeah, you right. We holding up Jesus.
All right.
That's right. Just acting up. Church folks just act up.
Right.
Huh? Right. Thank you, Jesus. Don't get quiet on me now.
Amen.
Amen.
We just cut up. God said, don't do what we do. God said, do it, we don't do it.
Right.
Yeah?
Amen.
Which is backwards. Peter said, what about this? What? Generation.
Save yourself.
From this what?
Untoward generation.
Backward generation. I mean, everything us humans do is just backwards to me.
Yes.
So he says, we need to thank the Lord for the day that he didn't come.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Give me another day to get what?
To get it right.
Right.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, when he do decide to come on that day, we better not be getting ready.
Be ready.
Have your backings. Package and everything, wherever you think he's going to take what you read.
Amen.
You don't need no baggage.
Amen. All right.
You ain't going to need for no baggage.
We're going
to drop everything.
That's
right. This old body is going to drop.
All right.
They take his body. His body ain't going. It's got to stay here. Nothing going back with Jesus, huh?
That's right.
But what?
Our souls.
Thank you, Jesus. That's what's in the making. So I'm not gonna mess with y'all today. I'm gonna go ahead and go on the 11th chapter of I can just go ahead and mumbling back.
Oh,
all right. Thank you, Jesus. We're gonna go in the 11th chapter of St. John. St. John, 11th chapter. All right. My main place in this script, in this chapter, is going to be the 21st verse. Because this is a wonderful story. You know, when Jesus came down here, he didn't come down to fool around.
That's right.
He didn't come down to play golf.
That's right.
Shooting some golf. Shooting some pool every once in a while. He didn't come down. He didn't come down here to surf on the waves.
Amen.
All right. He didn't come down here to waste his time.
Amen.
He had everything planned.
Yes.
Everything. You know. Everything was in motion.
Amen. Yes.
He knew exactly what he was going to do before he came.
Yes.
Way back in the beginning, when he was created the world.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So this one section that he was to teach the disciples. So the disciples could teach us
all
in
right.
this message. It's a predictive message here that Jesus did. I'm going to talk about the family that's in this lesson, in this scripture.
Uh-huh.
And this family, Jesus loved this family.
Yes.
This one family that Jesus on earth, when he was here, he loved.
Yes.
And his first verse says, a certain man was sick named Lazarus. Y'all know about Lazarus, he was sick.
Yeah.
Now he was just sick of Bethany in what? The town of Mary and her sister Martha. Now Mary, this is the Mary that went to Jesus and washed his feet with her hair. He took ointment and wiped his feet with it. She took her hair and she dried it off. That's why God loved her so much, because she did. She stooped down and she did that. She was very humble. All of them was humble. Lazarus was humble, but this family was that God picked these particular people to get his story across.
All right.
Thank you, Jesus. And they came and they told Jesus that my brother was sick. Martha did. She heard that Jesus was in the neighborhood.
Uh huh.
Thank you, Jesus. She ran and she told him, "No, my brother is sick." And she thought Jesus was neglecting her. You know, by not going to him, you know, right away.
Uh-huh.
Y'all know the story, huh?
Amen.
Let's go down here and see. When Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for what?
The glory of God.
But the glory of God, that the Son of Man might be what?
The Son of God might be glorified thereby.
In other words, Jesus was saying, this problem that this lady came talking to him about his her brother being sick, it's not a predicted thing that had to happen.
Uh-huh.
Because Jesus wanted them to know who he was.
All right.
Thank you, Jesus. We're going to go get down to that. As the lesson goes down, let's read some more. Come on. I want you to read the fifth verse.
Now Jesus loved Martha.
Loved Martha and what?
And Lazarus.
Uh-huh. When he what? Heard what?
When he heard therefore,
he was sick.
In the same place where he was.
Yeah. And then what?
Then after that said unto his disciples, let us go up to Judea again.
And what happened was, she got it, you know, even the disciples didn't understand. Jesus, Martha just told you that her brother was sick.
Uh-huh.
And he was just sick. He wasn't dead yet. Why are you going to Judea?
Uh-huh.
You already 2 days and went by already.
Yeah.
Why are you going to Judea? Ain't you going to go down there and tend to her brother?
Yeah.
You know, he's just sick right now, and she needs you to come now.
Right, right.
But Jesus knew what he was doing.
He done all right. Okay, he loved them.
He already loved the family. Yeah. There's a story in this.
Yes, yes.
Sometimes we wonder, why the Lord don't answer my prayer, you know, when I come up to him and tell him about the Lord, I need this, I need your help.
Right.
Don't say the Lord helping me. Jesus knows when to do it.
That's right. That's
he
right.
already knew what was happening. Amen. He didn't worry about it. He went down to Judea. Went down there preaching the town.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, Jesus. Her brother's sick unto death. He's going to die. why aren't you going down here and take care of it? He said, what down here? His disciples said that in the 8th verse. Mm-hmm. Y'all see that?
Master, the human race sought to be stoned.
Why are you going to go down there? They want to kill you down there anyway. Why are you going there again? They were the only one worried. The disciples were the only one with Jesus wasn't worried about. They ain't going to kill me. They ain't going to die. And then what happened in the 9th verse?
Don't worry about it.
Jesus answered, what?
Are there not 12 hours in the day?
12 hours in the day,
If any man walk in the day,
He
stumble night. Stumble night, it's feet.
All right.
It's the light of this world.
And what happens if you walk in the nighttime?
But if a man walk in the night,
he stumbles.
Because there's no light in him.
In other words, you know they, in the nighttime, they ain't have no street lights.
That's right.
We got street lights. We can't even see the stars because of street lights.
Yeah.
The only light they had was the moon and the stars. But Jesus said, in the daytime, you can see.
Yeah.
So ain't no need of me going down there to the tent of Lazarus in the nighttime. It's way too morning. Why do you want me to travel? Wasn't no Greyhound bus.
Right.
Wasn't no taxi.
All right.
Even the donkey that they rode on, you know how the donkey is.
You got to feed him.
A horse could get down. I could kill about 10 miles an hour. But a donkey,
you ain't gonna rush him.
You gonna take the time.
So why y'all want to go mad? Just don't worry about it. I got stuff. I know what's going on. And what's the next verse say?
These things said he, and after that he said unto them, our friend Lazarus
sleepeth.
But I go,
that
I may awake him out of sleep.
Do you hear what Jesus said? Mm-hmm. Why y'all worrying about it? I know Martha came and told him my brother is sick. Unto death. Even if he dies, he sleeps.
Yeah.
Y'all remember this part. He sleeps.
Yes.
Yeah.
See, people think when you die, you die. It's all over. You live and when you get sick, you die. It's all over. Jesus said he's what?
He's
sleeping. When we die, we sleep.
Uh-huh.
The only thing that in this life that die is your flesh.
Uh-huh.
This thing right here.
Right.
See this here?
Right.
This is what dies.
Yeah.
This going back to the what?
Sure.
It came from the dust, and it's going back to the dust. There's one thing God guaranteed, that this body is going to go back to the earth. But your soul, that's why Jesus said, don't worry, he's sleeping. Why y'all rushing me? I got it covered. They just fussing and just wondering, Lord, you don't go down here, man, he's going to die. We want you to go down there and hear him now.
Or what
Jesus said, don't tell me what to do.
Yeah.
I knew this from the beginning, before you was born. I knew Lazarus.
Yes.
I knew his name was going to be named Lazarus.
Yes.
I knew what time he was born.
Yes.
And I knew when the day he was going to die. So God just took his time. He took his time. I'm going. And then what happened?
Then said his disciples,
Lord,
if he sleep, he shall do well.
See, they were thinking carnal.
Yeah.
Flesh.
They didn't
get what Jesus was telling them. They were still thinking the body.
Yeah, you're
sleeping. If he's sleeping, okay, we can take our time. Jesus said what?
Jesus spake of his death.
Yeah, Jesus.
They thought that he had spoken of taking a rest and sleep.
See, they was in a learning process. They were still, didn't understand, what Jesus was all about.
Yes.
But Jesus always was letting them know, I am God.
Yes.
They walked with him, they sleep on the ground with him, they ate the table or on the rock. They didn't have no table, they had a rock, they put the plate on the rock. You know how it go,
Yeah.
They camp all the time. We go camping every once in a while, sister Kara, but they camp all the time.
That's right.
Don't eat chickens and everything with them. They camped out. It's all right. I know what I'm doing. What do you mean he sleeps? His body sleeps? They didn't get it.
No.
Let's go some more. I'm just trying to get y'all a story here so y'all can see where we're going to come from. Come on now.
Then said Jesus unto them plainly.
What he said?
Lazarus is dead.
You hear that?
Yeah.
And I am glad for your.
Now wait a minute. When he said Lazarus was dead, what part of Lazarus was dead?
His body.
The body is what died. Huh? And that's how it is. Lazarus is dead. And what? I am what?
I am glad for your sake. That I was not there.
See? You know, okay, it's a story in there. Go ahead.
To the intent.
May believe.
Nevertheless. Let us go unto him.
You know why Jesus, you know what Jesus was saying to him? I'm glad for your sake because I want to show you something. That's why he was taking his time.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't time for him to go. And then he was telling him, you know, for your sake, I'm glad he was dead.
Yeah.
Because if I had went there and healed him, kept him alive, they wouldn't have got it.
That's right.
They wouldn't have got the story that God wants them to see
right. And
to understand. Thank you, Jesus. What else?
Then said Thomas, which is called Didymus, unto
his fellow. Is that Doubting Thomas? That same Doubting Thomas?
Probably the same one.
Yeah.
Let us also go. He may die with him.
Yeah, you hear that?
Then when Jesus came.
Yeah, when Jesus came.
He found that he had lain in the grave.
Yeah, lain in the grave. Already. In what?
4 days.
4 days. That means that body was stinking.
Yeah.
You would smell that body. They didn't put him in the tomb. The whole area would be smelly.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
God wanted Lazarus to be good and dead.
Yes.
He wanted you to be good and dead. Have you smelled a rotten egg before?
Yeah.
Your egg cracked and you were sitting somewhere?
Yeah.
Your whole house, you're going to have to wash your walls. Thank you, Jesus. God wanted Lazarus to be good and dead. The body is just decayed. After 3 days, your body's going to go into decay.
Mm-hmm.
3 days. It's past 3 days.
It's 4 days.
And it was Jesus' fault because he took his time. Y'all hear that? It was his fault. Well, Jesus knows, I wanted him to be right. I want him to be right. If I went there and healed him, the disciples wouldn't have got the message that I'm about to tell them. But so I want him to be good, dead, stinking, rotten, ripe. Nobody want to be close to him. I ain't never seen no dead bodies that bad. No. I witnessed dead bodies, you know, but I know stinking, rotten, and ripe. But Jesus had his word. He said, now Bethany was what?
Nine
to what?
Jerusalem.
15 furlongs. They said, you know how much the 15 furlongs are?
8 miles.
Okay, he was close.
Almost 2 miles.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got you. Okay. Mm-hmm. And many what?
Of the Jews
came to Martha
and Mary.
And
Mary
to comfort them.
They were still crying.
During their brother.
They was crying.
Mm-hmm.
And then Martha said what?
Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him.
But Mary said, well,
still in the house.
She stayed there with the body. Thank you, Jesus. And then Martha said, what to Jesus?
Lord, if thou had been here, my brother had not died.
That's something we would have said, huh?
Mm-hmm.
If you had came when I was sick, don't you remember? I came and told you he was sick.
Mm-hmm.
Why you didn't come when he was sick?
Uh-huh.
Other words, why did you do that and let him die?
Why you wait all that time?
Well, Jesus knew why. Mm-hmm. Jesus wanted him good and dead. They didn't get it. Then what?
But she said, but I know. That even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it.
See, that's why God loves them.
Uh-huh.
Because she trusted Jesus.
She
believed in Jesus.
Yes.
And that's why Jesus picked this family.
Yes.
Picked this family to be the one to give the message that he wanted to give them.
Yes.
And he said right here, what did he say, God?
Jesus said to her, thy brother shall rise again.
Yes.
And Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again.
See, she still believed.
In the resurrection.
But she was thinking far off. Way out. Oh, yeah, he's going to rise when the last day comes. He's going to rise. Okay? But down here, Martha said, what unto him? I know what?
I know that he shall rise again
in
the resurrection at the last day.
Yes. Okay.
Jesus said unto her.
Yes.
I am the resurrection.
Wait a minute, man. I'm going too fast now. Jesus said what?
I am the resurrection.
I am the resurrection.
And the life.
And he said what?
And the life.
He that believeth in me.
He that believeth. Oh, he goes to the important part.
Though he were dead, yet shall he live.
Yet shall he live. Thank you, Jesus. Whosoever what?
Liveth
and believeth.
And what?
Shall never die.
Believest
thou this?
And then over here, what Jesus told Paul, Lazarus said what to him? What happened to Lazarus?
How far down is that?
It goes down to the, when he called him. He told him to take the stone and move the stone.
He asked him, where have you laid him?
Uh-huh.
To take you away the stone.
The 40th verse.
They took
him
away. Jesus said, okay.
Said I.
And then he prayed on the 42, verse 42.
Okay. Amen.
And then 43. And when he thus had spoken,
to,
verse 43, he cried with a loud voice.
And he told him what?
Lazarus. Come forth.
Come here, Lazarus.
And what happened?
And he that was dead came forth.
Everybody in the community knew Lazarus died.
4 days dead.
They knew he was dead 4 days.
Uh-huh.
Not only dead, they knew he was in the tomb.
Mummified.
They didn't have no graves like we have. They used tombs, and they put a stone, stone cover.
Yeah.
And everybody knew this.
Yeah.
Everybody knew that Martha went down and told Jesus when he was sick, and Jesus didn't come at the time they wanted him to come.
Yeah.
Everybody knew that, Sister Cat. And then when Jesus finally got there, everybody knew that it's too late.
Yeah, he did.
He's in the ground stinking. Jesus told him to roll the stone. Jesus didn't go inside the stone or the grave.
Uh-huh.
He called him outside.
Yeah.
Did I get that right?
Uh-huh.
He just called Lazarus.
Come forth.
How many times did he call Lazarus?
Just one time.
Come forth. And then what happened?
He that was dead came forth.
He that was dead, which his last came forth.
Bound.
Wait a minute now. This man was dead 4 days. I can imagine some of those people ran. Can you imagine that?
I might have been one.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I helped wrap him up.
Yeah.
I helped carry him in the grave. And when we carried him down in the tomb, he was dead.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, Jesus gonna say, Lazarus, come forth,
Yeah.
And all of a sudden,
here he comes. Not walking, but he must have been jumping.
Took off running. They didn't see no ghost. They saw the real dead, stinking man. Wait a minute now. Somebody got nervous, But Jesus did this only for a reason.
Yes.
All this was pre-planned.
Yes.
For one reason. And that reason was to let the people know and his disciples know that I am the resurrection.
And the life.
And the life.
Yes.
Though you were dead.
Thank you, Jesus. He asked him a question down here. We missed the question that I wanted to do. He said, believe it, thou this. Do you believe, in other words? I went back in the scripture somewhere. Over here in the 25th. Jesus said, and whosoever liveth and believeth in me
shall never die.
Say,
believe.
He asked the question, do you believe?
Yeah.
I'm asking y'all that right now.
Amen.
Yes.
Y'all don't
believe
that. Do you believe?
Yes.
I am the resurrection. If Jesus wanted to, when he was way off, he could have said, Lazarus be well.
Amen.
Amen.
When Martha came to him and told him he was sick. Lazarus be well. Be thou healed. He could have did that if he wanted to.
From where he was.
No, but Jesus wanted him to be dead and stinking. If he had said, Lazarus be well, nobody would, Lazarus ain't sick no more.
They wouldn't believe that. They wouldn't believe it.
God told Larry, that's well. No, no, Jesus wants him to be, he wants everybody in the community, or in the whole Judea, to know that Lazarus was dead.
Uh-huh.
Now, I've been living 61 years, and I don't ever remember anybody telling somebody to come out of the grave. Did y'all?
No.
You remember any of that? There's only one power that can do that. And who is that?
Jesus.
And that's why he wanted him dead. He wanted the world to know that I am with you.
Yes.
When you ask me for something, it's already planned.
It's already done.
Sometimes we don't even have to ask God for something. He already knows.
Yes.
Thank you.
When Martha came and asked Jesus to come to see about my brother, he said, don't worry about it. You're trying to get her to go. Don't worry about it. I'm here. Thank you, Jesus.
I
got the power. I'll be there. You just go on at home. I'll be down there.
I get
that. That Lazarus was sick, right?
Right.
But ain't nobody told him that Lazarus was dead.
Right.
That's why he didn't go.
Right.
And then it came back, Jesus, he's dead now.
Uh-huh.
That wasn't in the plan. Because God knew, and he knew the time and the hour, that he wanted this to go. I want you to know that I am the resurrection of the what?
And the life.
In other words, this message is so powerful. You know, when Jesus said, on the day when you die, in Jesus, he is going to be the one that's going to resurrect us.
He
let me know that. When the flesh dies, you're not dead.
Right.
You sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Millions and millions of people that died way back before our time, they're sleeping. Now, sleeping don't mean that they in the grave somewhere.
They're not the Lord.
Means they're dead. Lord, everybody's dead.
They ain't doing that. Sleep means rest.
Yeah.
It's a meaning of rest.
Yeah.
They somewhere, you know, that's why some of these ghost hunters people, you know, they want to know what happens after you're dead. Why do they want to? If somebody tell me what happened if you're dead, they'd be scared. They come to church then, They're coming in for what's the law? They try to find out what happened when they're dead. Some people go back and they come back and they tell a little story. Oh, I saw the light and all that stuff. No. They saw something. Come on now, they saw something. But they didn't die. They came back. And people do come back. Sometimes they say, Jesus, send me back. Don't send me back, Jesus. Don't send me back. I'm ready. When my time comes, But they say they come back and they tell a story. I saw my mama. I saw my sister. Mm-hmm. I saw my grandmama and stuff. You know, these things can't happen. Thank you, Jesus. Don't send me back. Nobody knows when you go 100% dead, your body, and 100% to rest. Nobody know that. That's why when people say my mom and my dad, when they died, they went to heaven. Ain't nobody went to heaven.
Amen.
Come on, man. Nobody went to heaven. If you die and go to heaven, ain't gonna need for Jesus to come.
Uh-huh.
He said he was coming back to get us, didn't he?
That's right.
Well, if you die and go to heaven, he don't need.
Yeah.
Okay.
When
you die, you are put in the place of rest.
That's right.
Lazarus was in a, if you want to hear the real story about what happened when you die, Lazarus would be the one you want to talk to.
Amen.
But you ain't going to be able to talk to him. He would know.
Yeah.
Because he was good and dead. But Jesus said he was asleep. The sleeping part is what Jesus wanted to give across. What happens after you die?
Yes.
Everybody's scared of death. What happens after you die? That's what matters. That's the part when Jesus said, Lazarus, come forward.
Yes.
Wait a minute. They missed something in this story, Pastor.
Mm-hmm.
Because wait a minute, when you dead, huh? At that time they didn't have no embalming fluid. They put embalming fluid in you and make your body last 2, 3, 4 days, 5 days. They didn't have that then, huh? Wait a minute, when Larry was dead, his body had to be peeling off and some of everything. But they must didn't tell this story part in the story. Because when they said Jesus said, unwrap him.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
They unwrapped him. Took all the linen off him and stuff. But did they miss to tell us this part? What his body look like? It must have looked just like ours.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. 4 days. 4 days, huh?
Uh-huh.
And it came back fresh as a meat.
Yeah.
I don't understand the part about the body coming back to the care, but I do understand the part about the resurrection part.
All right.
See, Jesus not only brought the body back, Jesus also resurrected his soul.
Yes.
His spirit.
His body.
What I'm trying to say is this in this message, what Jesus is trying to say, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Huh? Don't worry about what's coming. You know, Jesus knows everything about us.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. Do you believe?
Do you believe?
Amen.
Yes.
You say you believe in the resurrection, right?
Yes.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about this world.
Hallelujah.
Huh? Don't worry about what's happening in this world.
Yes.
Don't worry about what's coming in this world. The main thing on your mind is you want your soul to be right.
Amen.
You want your soul to be in good with Jesus.
Yes.
You want to be like a family that Jesus loves. These people worship Jesus when he was here. Thank Jesus. That's what matters. Dead, when you die to the care, and you is dying in Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now, y'all. Y'all ain't...
Yeah.
I'm trying to tell y'all something here. Huh? When you die, your body gone, you sleeping in Jesus. Jesus gonna be just like the pastor said, like that magnet.
Mm-hmm.
On the day that he gonna come.
Yes.
On the day that he ain't telling nobody.
Yes.
Huh? When he comes. And that is the resurrection.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
Huh?
Yes.
That's the resurrection that Jesus is talking about. Resurrection and the life. That's what Jesus is talking about. The day you die in the grave, you sleep in me, huh? You died in Jesus. I'm coming back to resurrect you.
Amen.
But he had to show the world while he was here that I'm the only one that can do that.
Yes.
When he prayed to the Father, he prayed to the Spirit.
Yes.
Huh? Y'all understand that? When he prayed to the Father, he's praying to the almighty glory of the Spirit of God. Hallelujah.
Of God.
And then he exercised the glory of God on earth.
Hallelujah.
Huh?
Thank you, Jesus.
The resurrection that he did with Lazarus was a a prediction on how he gonna come on the day. Y'all know the day of the rapture.
Uh-huh.
That was the symbolic.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. When he told Lazarus to come out the ground, huh?
Amen.
That represents when he come in the sky, he gonna call up our people.
Uh-huh.
He gonna do first. What he gonna do, Sister Karen?
Raise up the dead.
How are you gonna raise the dead? What's gonna happen? He's gonna blow a trumpet.
Uh-huh.
That trumpet is gonna be so loud, all the dead is gonna hear. Not just the saints of God,
all
the dead,
all across the planet.
Every soul that ever lived on this earth is gonna wake up.
Thank
you, Jesus. And they're gonna recognize, ooh, that's Jesus, huh?
Yes.
But the saints who died in Jesus, they're going to jump up to joy. Huh? Those are the ones that are going to resurrect from not only the grave, they're going to resurrect from the earth.
Yes.
Jesus. And we that's here, like the pastor said, we that's here, we can't do nothing.
All
right,
now.
If I come right now and we stand in here and the trumpet sound, we have to just wait for a second or whatever it takes. We're going to hear the trumpet.
Yeah.
The living gonna hear the trumpet.
Yeah.
Everybody gonna hear the trumpet.
Yeah.
Every knee's gonna bow.
Amen.
Everybody's gonna see this Jesus and say he is God.
Yes. Yes.
That's the day. But the saints that's alive and the first the saints that dead, they're gonna be resurrected from the earth. The resurrection is gonna be from earth to glory.
Yeah. All right. Amen.
Jesus gonna come sitting on the cloud.
Wow.
Thank you. Sitting on the cloud. Can you imagine sitting on the cloud? Wow. And we're going to go, we're caught up, from the earth. We're going to be resurrected from the earth to meet Jesus on the cloud. We're going to sit on the cloud.
Hallelujah.
Do y'all believe this?
Yes.
Amen. Jesus said, believe it thou this.
Believe it
thou this. He asked him a question.
Believe it thou this. Do you believe?
I had to do this demonstration so you would believe.
Yes.
I did all this with Lazarus to let you know this is how I'm going to resurrect you from the earth.
Yes. Yes.
He's going to call us.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Trumpet going to sound.
Yes.
It's going to be noisy. It's going to be so loud. They're going to think UFOs is coming.
Yeah.
Ain't gonna be no year. It's gonna be a UFO, all right. But real, you know, he ain't coming in no flying star shows, no spaceship, nothing like that. He's coming on a cloud. That's his transportation.
All right.
Look it down. Come on. Let's go home. And we're gonna fly with Jesus. And we're gonna sit on the cloud.
Thank you, Lord.
And I always say when I preach this message, we're gonna fly away with Jesus.
Hallelujah.
But one thing, we're going to be conscious. We're going to have a mind.
Yeah.
We're going to be able to see, but we're not going to be in this body.
Right.
We're going to have a new body.
Yeah.
As we fly away with Jesus, that's going to be Venus.
Yeah.
It is a Venus, huh?
Yeah.
Past the moon, huh?
Yeah.
Jupiter, huh? Name all them planets, huh?
Right.
We're going to pass all those planets. They're going to be still there.
Yeah.
And we're going to see them. Because you're going to be up there with all the stars. And after we look up and see stars and stuff from here, like a little team or something. Now we're going to see the stars.
Yeah.
And we're going to fly away. God is going to come and take his people out of this earth.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Don't make no plans on this earth.
Amen.
Y'all hear me?
Yes.
Don't make no plans because this earth is going to deteriorate.
Yes.
It's, before the earth deteriorates, man is going to... They're going to destroy us anyway.
Yeah.
Y'all believe it or not, North Korea got a button.
They already got it.
Huh?
Oh,
yep.
Boy.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Do you watch the news?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. North Korea, they ain't playing. Huh? Y'all, the United States, our leaders, stuff, they can do all the talk they want. But this man is practicing.
Yes, he
does. You see it on the news?
Oh, yeah.
He's practicing what... He was when he shoot one of them missiles over at us with the car, they want to know, did it hit?
Yeah.
They've been out there practicing shooting missiles and they misfire or something, do something wrong, it don't reach. I'm surprised that our news people are even telling this. But the man is planning something.
Yeah.
All it takes is just one country, one country to start a conflict.
Yeah.
And once the conflict started, it's going to be a chain reaction.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Amen.
Chain reaction.
Yeah.
Russia, who are you shooting at?
Uh-oh.
That's right.
Not good.
They got things up in the sky that can shoot missiles.
Yeah.
Some just ain't telling us nothing. See, I don't watch those shows. I pay attention.
Right.
This world is going, you can't walk down the street. You can't even drive down the freeway no more. You drive down the freeway. I just had to go. I just feel good right now. Okay. Come on now, people. You go down the street, somebody starts shoot you.
That's
for nothing. That's why the world is going to get so bad that Jesus is going to come and resurrect us out of here.
Come on, y'all.
Do you believe?
Yeah.
Huh?
Amen.
That's what Jesus said.
Believe.
Do you believe? I'm the resurrection.
Yes.
I'm the life. Don't worry about it.
Yes.
If they shoot a missile over here and blow us up, if you in Jesus, don't worry about it.
Yes.
All right. I already know.
All right.
Martha Kane, I already know about last year. She would never understand that anyway. Don't worry about it. That's one thing about living a Christian life and a saved life. You don't have to worry. You can rely on Jesus for everything.
Everything.
Who wake you up in the morning?
Jesus.
You don't, huh? Mm-hmm. Many people died in their sleep, huh? Every time you get out of bed, but Ted, Jesus got you out of bed.
Yes,
thank you, Jesus.
That's right.
When you sleep, you don't know nothing what's going on.
Yeah.
You sleep,
you dead.
Sleeping all good, drooling on a pillow, everything. Knocked out, you know, rolling everywhere. You don't know what you're doing like. But when it's time to get up, Jesus did that. So since he know everything that's going to happen to us on this earth, don't worry about it.
That's right.
What you worry about is this. Am I right with Jesus?
All
right. That's the important thing.
Amen.
Am I right with Jesus? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Woo.
Amen.
Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life.
Yes.
And he said, he that what?
Believe it
in who?
In
believe it in St. John?
No.
Believe in the Pope?
No.
Jesus. Believe in the President?
No.
He said, believe in me.
Hallelujah.
The President is trying to get himself saved.
Yes.
The kings and queens trying to save themselves.
That's right.
So you believe in love. When the, you just can't say, I believe.
Amen.
That's how people say, I believe. What you, if you believe, then you will obey all the commandments that he told
all
you
right,
to do
right.
to get to that point. And my family here did that.
Hallelujah.
You went down in the water in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
When you came out of the water, you obeyed God.
Hallelujah.
You are a born-again believer.
Amen.
Thank you, God. Now, what you got to do now is learn how to fight the devil.
Because
he mad.
Uh-oh,
He mad. Whenever we win a soul to the human, he's mad. He upset. So you got to stay close to the word, close to people that worship God, and learn how to fight the devil.
Amen.
I have to fight the devil every day.
Yes.
Every time I get up and blood going through my brain, I have to fight the devil.
Yes.
I fight the devil every day for one reason. I want to be in the resurrection.
All right.
That's why I do it. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
You got to learn. You said, come unto me, all your labor, and down to the end, he said what?
I will give you rest.
At the end, he said what?
My yoke is easy.
At the end, he said what?
Burdens
of life. Oh, you just, I know what you're doing. Come on now.
It's the morning.
What? What did Jesus say at the end of that verse? You can't remember the rest of it. Okay. He said, and learn of me.
Okay. Hallelujah.
Learn of me. Thank you. That's what we got to do. Learn about Jesus. Do everything. The Sunday school lesson was really good.
Yes,
it was talking about putting on the whole armor of Christ.
Yeah.
And that's a lesson that we should teach in our Bible study. Put on the whole armor of Christ. It's a good lesson because we need to name things. People, everybody don't know the meaning of sin. What is a sin? We're not knowing sin. Some people have been doing stuff so long to the care, they don't think it's wrong.
Yes.
But we got the body.
Yes.
This is the map right here to Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah, I'm sorry I didn't mean to bore y'all today.
Amen.
But you got to remember, do you what?
Believe
in what?
Jesus.
And what?
Jesus.
He is the resurrection.
He is the resurrection.
And the life.
He is the one that's going to resurrect you dead or alive. If you're walking down the street and you're walking for Jesus, if Jesus comes, you're going to be resurrected. I don't know what your body's going to be like, Sister Kathy. We should talk about, there's going to be a lot of dead bodies just laying around everywhere,
Clothes.
It would be a bad day for 500 people to get in a jet to fly to New York.
Uh-huh.
And the pilot is saved. They better hope there's some automatic pilot. Because when Jesus comes and resurrects him out of the plane, who's driving the plane?
Uh-huh.
Who's going to land this plane?
Oh,
they don't know what's going on,
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Y'all get that?
Yes. Oh, Lord.
It's going to be bus drivers driving down the street, but they filled with the Holy Ghost. They in Christ Jesus. All of a sudden, the body going to...
What?
But the bus still gone.
Uh-oh.
It's going to be a lot of that. Body is going to be laying everywhere.
Hallelujah.
They're going to say it's the invasion of the Martians. Something going to happen. Ain't no invasion of the Martians. Jesus came and left those bodies here.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. I am the resurrection and the life.
Amen.
I like that because he explained what it is
that we have to do. We have to believe that he is.
Amen.
Amen. We have to have faith in that belief that he is.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The one that's going to resurrect us.
Yes.
Even if we did, we still gonna live. That was a good, good sermon. I love that. And also, you know, what he said, you got to stay around us and you got to have faith that God is what he says.
Amen.
Amen. It's easy to say I have faith, but faith has to be action. Action means that you obey the word of God.
Amen.
You do what it says. Amen. And that goes for all of us.
Amen.
That we do what the word of God says.
Amen.
Amen. I love that. So God bless you. Amen. I hope you take this lesson to heart. Amen. And make up in your mind that I'm going to do what the word of God says. He gave you a perfect example of Lazarus. I want to be ready when Jesus comes. He's soon to come. Amen.